Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2023. We celebrate the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. It is the supreme law of the land, folks. Remember that. The checks and balances are brilliant. The solutions are easy. All we got to do is restore the republic and the traditions of the founding fathers. This country will never work if we're not a moral and a religious people. Let's start there. Welcome to the show. Normally I do recaps, but man, I've been so busy with so much news, I don't get the recaps done as often as I'd like. So I'm going to go back to a show we did a couple of weeks ago and recap that one. I was with Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com. We talked about fewer than 5%. You heard me, fewer than 5%. Of all Utahns have received the latest COVID-19 shot since it was released in mid-September. They say that's a rate that flags behind the nationwide numbers as being described as abysmal. Well, all I can say is that's great news. People are not taking the vax. That's good news in my mind. Sadly, the government's paying for all kinds of vax, whether we use it or not. Mike Pence suspends presidential bid. He says, this is not my time. I could have told you that from the start, Mike. Is Vivek Ramaswamy constitutionally qualified to be president of the United States of America? Not if you believe in the founding fathers' view. No. Eric Adams is shipping migrants out of New York City. So he mocked other Republicans for saying we're overwhelmed. We got to ship them somewhere else. And now he's doing the very same thing. Okay, they say for Gen Z, a new Hollywood term is being used, nomance. Yeah, survey finds younger audiences want fewer, quote, awkward sex scenes, and they want more, quote, platonic relationships on screen. Now, that's good news in my mind. Dr. Bradley warned that it could backfire. You know, pretty soon no one has any involvement. In other words, no family. He's right. It could be a concern, but I look at the great song, Kenny Chesney, The Good Stuff, to kind of highlight that, you know what? We need to celebrate the things that are good. And if we have less perverted, immoral sex out of the bounds of marriage that God has set on TV, that's good. Now, can it go off the rails? Absolutely. But we, the people, need to stand as the moral majority. And we need to stand in the culture wars to put it back on track. We need to teach that male and female credity them. Science backs that view. And it's the God-ordained traditional family that is the solution to the problems we face in America today. It starts with morality and religion, and both teach that a man and a woman together is God's plan. And a man and a woman together in God's plan is the most safe, stable, prosperous environment for everyone. For the men, for the women, and for the children to be involved in. There is no other plan that has the track record, the success, the stability, the safety, the morality that the God-ordained traditional family has. Let's just double down and say it. Now, they're going to call me an enemy for saying that. I'm a bad guy, but I will not back down from the truth. We had our guest on second hour, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, doing a phenomenal job. And we talked about Biden's election strategy. Let's fight three wars at once. Articles written by Ron Paul. It's a strategy that's just suicidal. Biden, the war and the Constitution, writes Andrew Napolitano, making the same point. We have got to reject the immorality of these unjust, unconstitutional wars. Can the president fight any war he wishes? Asks Judge Andrew Napolitano. Can Congress fund any war it chooses? Are there constitutional and legal requirements that must first be met before war is waged? Can the United States legally attack an ally? They're all great questions, right? Yeah. I got to talk to Lola about this, but last Friday. No. What do you think? I guess tomorrow. Oh, this is great. All right. I'm glad I caught this in advance. Tomorrow, they're going to have an event. David Pyne, P-Y-N-E, David Pyne, will be speaking tomorrow night at the Highland First Friday Night meeting they have every month. He says, we will discuss the recent conflict between Israel and Hamas and the, quote, ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia at the first Friday of the month. It's the Highland meeting this Friday, November 3rd, tomorrow, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., at the Highland City Council Chambers in Highland, Utah. Anyway, then they give the address for that. This is really important. Lowell doesn't just talk about solutions. He brings in speakers and experts to really educate us on what's happening. It's free tomorrow night, but they're welcoming donations. Yeah, we also talked about no farmers, no food. Will you eat the bugs? It's a documentary that's on Epoch TV right now. Yeah, no farmers, no food. Will you eat the bugs? Documenting that we're in trouble, folks. The farmers get it. But the average city dweller that just thinks food, you know, just appears magically at the store, they don't get it yet. But it's coming. This 70-minute documentary was published last month, and it explains the impact of Agenda 2030 on the people and countries around the world. This documentary is important for everyone to watch, not just for knowing what's on your, quote, dinner plate, but to also to have the knowledge to prevent another man-made famine in the future. We got to protect our freedoms and our liberties, ladies and gentlemen. Those who control the land control the food. And those who control the food control the people. You cannot ignore that fundamental truth. There are currently 4 insect species right now that have been approved for human consumption by the European Union. And they say additional varieties are likely to be approved in the near future. What the heck is happening with that? Wow, it's kind of scary, isn't it? When you look at all this, you just go, what is happening? I agree with that. All right, on another show, Sam reviews several weeks of critical news headlines covered on the show. Why am I doing that? Because I have to. There's just so much to cover. And I can't get it all done if I want to do the reviews. The reviews are important because it just shows you what topics we discuss. We had our guest on Lowell Nelson another week that I need to cover too. We talked about Texas AG Ken Paxton, acquitted on all 16 articles of impeachment. That's huge. It was a witch hunt against him, right? Mind-blowing evidence now suggests that CIA plotted to suppress the lab leak theory. Yeah. Why would the CIA do that, huh? Constitution Day warning from Benjamin Franklin. 10th Amendment Center. It was a great article. Ben Franklin understood human nature. He understood that the government created by the Constitution would eventually fail. Not because of any structural defect, but because the people would not do their duty in keeping the government within its constitutional bounds. Yeah, we got to take a stand to secure individual freedom in your state. As we celebrate the Constitution, we need to be keenly aware that preserving our God-given inalienable rights takes more than a mere ceremonial observance. Securing the blessings of the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, requires the courage of your convictions. It means a loyalty to principle. It requires that the public can trust that their officials are actively and openly defending the Constitution, which they are not doing right now. We should respect self-governance as the foundation of every healthy society. It reminds us who sacrificed their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honors in defense of liberty and self-determination. We reject, you heard me, we reject all attempts to reinstate unconstitutional and bureaucratic surveillance, tracking measures, or restrictions that deprive people of their livelihoods and liberty in the name of safety or security or any other term. Okay, there's no emergency that could justify the taking away of your rights either. The sheriff, believe it or not, is indeed the highest elected official in the county. He has an obligation to jealously guard the liberties of the people he was elected to serve, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the federal court sides with doctors on ivermectin lawsuit, charging the FDA's, quote, overreach was out of control. National Vaccine Information Center highlights this fact. See, you hear all about how bad the doctors are for prescribing ivermectin, but then when they win in court, you don't hear about it, do you? Unless, of course, you're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, well, I'll tell you about our discussion with James Edwards here coming up in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Are you not feeling yourself since getting the jab or the COVID? Are you feeling run down, suffering from brain fog, having trouble staying motivated, or maybe you've packed on a few pounds since getting sick? You're not alone. Millions are suffering from vaccine injury or long-haul COVID issues. But there is great news. My friends over at Global Tech MD have the solutions. Their post-jab supplement package is a doctor-developed protocol to support optimal immune function and to help you start feeling yourself once again. It's time to take back your health. I trust my friends over at Global Tech MD, and you should too. Head on over to COVIDinjured.com and use the promo code THEBIGMIG to get 20% off of your first order of the COVID Health Bundle. Once again, head over to COVIDinjured.com, use the promo code THEBIGMIG to get 20% off your first order. COVIDinjured.com. Saturday Night Live had a clip last week, I think it was, or maybe the week before, that's an absolute disgrace. It's called Washington's Dream, and it literally mocks George Washington and America like nobody's business. It is disgraceful. I'm going to play this clip from SNL Live, then I'm going to come back and talk about it. Here it is.
I hear the British are sending another 5,000 troops.
How will we ever win this war?
By remembering what we fight for.
General Washington.
Sit, please. We need your strength for the fight ahead. We fight for a country of our own, a new nation, where we choose our own laws.
Hear, hear.
Said, sir.
Choose our own leaders.
Yes, yes sir. Sir.
And choose our own systems of weights and measures.
Weights and measures, sir?
Yes. Yes, I dream of that one day. Our proud nation We'll measure weights in pounds, and that 2,000 pounds shall be called a ton.
And what will 1,000 pounds be called, sir?
Nothing. Because we will have no word for that.
Seems like we should have a word for 1,000 pounds, sir.
And yet we won't. Because we are free men. And we will be free to measure liquids in liters and milliliters. But not all liquids, only soda, wine, and alcohol.
Only those, sir.
Yes. Because for milk and paint, we will use gallons, pints, and quarts, God willing.
Okay. How many liters are in a gallon, sir?
Nobody knows.
And, sir, in this new country, what plans are there for men of color such as I?
Distance will be measured in inches, feet, yards, and miles. So 12 inches to a foot?
12 feet to a yard.
If it were only so simple. 3 feet to a yard.
And how many yards to a mile?
Nobody knows.
Okay, well, how many feet to a mile?
5,280, of course. It's a simple number that everyone will remember.
Let's confess, it feels a little complicated, sir. Why not use meters and kilometers?
We will, soldier. But only in certain unpopular sports like track and swimming. For popular sports like football, we will use yards.
Football, sir?
Yes. It's a sport where you throw a ball with your hands.
So in football, there is no kicking?
There's a little kicking. You kick the ball to get points.
How many points, sir?
Sometimes one and sometimes three.
I'm very confused, sir.
Do not worry. For our new nation, we will have rulers with two sets of numbers. Inches on one side, centimeters on the other.
So we can see where they line up.
Yes, except that they don't line up and they never will.
Why?
Liberty, son, liberty.
And the slaves, sir, what of them?
You asked about the temperature.
I did not.
We shall have two different unrelated scales of temperature. One of them will make sense to the entire world, and the other will be super random. Our great nation will use the random one.
What is the scale called, sir?
Fahrenheit.
Spell that for me.
Impossible. But one day, if we are brave, we will get rid of the U and a lot of British words like color and armor. But by God, we will keep the British U and the word glamour.
Only glamour, sir?
Only glamour. That is my dream for our countrymen. A melting pot of different measurements that will make Europeans throw little tantrums. In short, a land of liberty.
Where all men are free. Where all men are free, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, what a disgrace. What on earth is happening in America? Now, they have all that canned laughter. How much of it's canned, how much of it's a real audience, you know, debatable. But you look at that and you go, what the heck is happening? Now, I get that you can, you know, laugh at America and our system of measure and all that kind of stuff. I understand. And I get that some of that's funny. But you literally put the greatest general in the history of the world, arguably so. A man who then becomes president, and he's one of the greatest presidents the world has ever known, especially when you think about the leader of the free world. A man who had the opportunity to seize power, but he rejected it. He walked away. He said, no, I'm not a monarch. I'm not a king. I believe in what we built here. I'm for the checks and balances. I'm just a common man. I'm going to go home to Martha And I'm going to, you know, was George perfect? No, he wasn't. And I don't mean to suggest that he was. So don't call me or get a hold of me and say, oh, Sam, you don't know George drank and he was a bad guy. You can say what you want about the guy, but his well, by their fruits shall you know them. You know what? He stands on his own. He stands tall, literally and figuratively, in history. And so to put a guy up there in a comedian skit and to act like he's kind of derelict and he doesn't really know what he's doing and the whole American idea is just bogus and out of step and just lame and George is kind of the leader of, he doesn't even really know what he's talking about. What a disgrace, folks. Well, some people are now asking, does cold water boil faster? And the answer is, of course not, folks. The warmer the water is when it starts, the faster it'll boil because it's the degree discussion. Cold water does not boil faster, writes USA Today. So literally they're debating whether cold water boils faster. Of course not. The colder it is, the longer it takes to get up to the right temperature for boiling, right? But they're mocking George Washington on SNL Live, and USA Today really has an article about this out right now. Well, here's what's funny about that. They give you three different measurements for water. Okay? Water boils, they say, when it reaches its boiling point, which is 212 degrees Fahrenheit, 100 degrees Celsius, or 373 degrees. What is it? Kelvin? Is that how you say it? Yeah, Kelvin. So there's three different ways to measure water. You say, well, Sam, the only one that makes sense is the metric one. The only one that makes sense is the equivalent to the Celsius, right? And that's the only one that's like 100 for boiling. But you got to ask yourself some questions. Why is that the best one? Why does it need to be 100? Well, Sam, that's the most logical. It is, you think, huh? What about all the different other elements that boil? You know, you add salt in the water. Does it boil faster? Yes. Is it the same? Will the boiling be different? Okay. And you got to start to ask yourself some questions about every measuring system has a problem. Okay, let me give you an example. What's the smallest amount humans can measure? Can God measure smaller than that? Next question. Let me get this right. You got this thing called a milliliter, right? Or a millimeter. How many millimeters are in a meter? Liz, do you know? I'm sorry. How many millimeters are in a centimeter? You know, cent usually is 100, right? Fine. What about milla? Oh, well, Sam, millas are thousands. You should know that. You're an idiot, aren't you? Why is a milla 1,000? Isn't it 1,000 millimeters in a... What? How does that work? See, milla 1,000. You can mock any system if you want to. You can mock liters. I mean, look, how many liters are in an ounce? I mean, how many ounces are in a liter? Well, I can't remember. It's like 33 or 34 ounces in a liter. Point something, by the way. But why is that then different than 32 ounces make a quart? Why is one better than the other? It's comparing the systems that create the inconsistencies more than the systems themselves. Right? Because a half pint's 8 ounces, which is a cup. 2 pints make a quart, and 4 quarts make a gallon there, right? So all I'm saying is, but they take this and they mock George. Now, that's bad enough to mock one of the greatest men that ever lived and just put him up there as if he's an idiot. But my problem goes even way deeper. Some people are like, Sam, can't you just laugh at something that's funny? I can when you don't make it all political and when your goal is not to indoctrinate and deceive the people. The headline of this is called Washington's Dream. How many of you know really about Washington's real dream and what it means? I'll talk about it in seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. A caravan with thousands of migrants is coming to the southern U.S. border.
Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says caravans are a recurring situation, but they won't be allowed in if they make it.
89 to 90% of them don't have a right to get asylum. They're coming in because of economic reasons, or they want to join their family.
This caravan marks the largest since last June, with Mexican police providing an escort and ensuring the highway remains accessible. I'm John Schaefer.
Today, Donald Trump Jr. giving testimony in his father's civil fraud trial again. He is likely to face questions regarding his involvement in his father's financial statements. The New York Attorney General contends that Trump's statements were exaggerated to secure more advantageous loans. Following his testimony, Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, and former President Trump will also testify in the coming week. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said today that a Republican plan to offer assistance to Israel is bound to fail in the Senate, citing what he calls partisan poison pills within the bill.
Israel has suffered the worst terrorist attack in its history. It needs help, but House Republicans are asking a price for helping them by cutting off funding that holds rich tax cheats accountable. That ain't happening, House. It ain't happening.
The proposal reduces funding for the IRS and omits aid for Ukraine. Schumer urged newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to engage in bipartisan negotiations with Democrats to craft a mutually agreeable package. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, we're talking about SNL Live, ladies and gentlemen. In my opinion, they made a mockery of George Washington. It was a disgrace. I know a lot of people are just like, Sam, can't you just laugh at something funny? Why do you always have to just be, you know, a buzzkill or whatever you want to call it? Why do you always got to just put, you know, rain on the parade? Come on, we're just having fun. You know what? If you want to mock the measure system or the measurements of America and, you know, compare them to metric and, you know, say how it's kind of funny and different, that's fine. I get it. It's funny. But when you put George Washington up there, you title it Washington's Dream, and then you literally lie to the American people what that dream really was or is or anything else, and then you make George like a buffoon. It's kind of like how they've treated fathers in America over the last, you know, 50 years or so. Dad's just a buffoon in the house. He's an idiot. He, you know, he wants his woman barefoot or pregnant and in the kitchen or whatever, in the bedroom. And, you know, dad's just a bad, evil, sexist guy, and he's clueless and ignorant. And that's the way they pitched that. Well, they're pitching now some of the greatest leaders the world's ever known in this same vein. And that's my problem with it. Okay, I get that you want to have fun, but why pick George Washington to do this? You know, why? Because they want to indoctrinate you to believe George Washington was just an idiot. Clueless. Slave owner, bad guy. Okay, but it's all a big lie. It's a rewrite of history. Okay, and they're making George Washington out just to be clueless. He was brilliant, folks. Don't fall for the lie. Okay, so do you know about George Washington's real dream? Now, some say that it's fiction. Some say that it's real. You can look it up and decide for yourself, but let me summarize it to the best of my ability. I know I'm not going to be great at this, but I'm going to try because it's kind of long. George Washington was in the afternoon struggling with a lot of things in Valley Forge. While there, he had a vision, a dream, where he was visited by a female. That's interesting, by the way, to you male and female people. By a female that he believed was like an angel, a spirit, a female personage. And that female personage came and stood there, and he felt the presence and looked upon her, and she was silent for a while, and he felt light and presence gather. He knew that it was of a spiritual nature. And he was then shown, it was under the phrase, look and learn, son of the Republic. And the idea was, you are going to see George Washington, the future of your great country. And by the way, SNL mocking thugs, it was not how George Washington was a derelict and an idiot and clueless and the country's in shambles. No, that was not the vision. Not at all. And that's why I take such issue with this. To many of us, that dream, that vision George Washington had is sacred. And by the way, it mirrors other scripture in many ways, in many facets. But George said that his tongue, he got tongue-tied. He couldn't speak in front of this heavenly messenger. And he was spellbound. But he was shown a vision in which there are three different massive conflicts. The Revolutionary War, we would be victorious. What a comforting reality for a general at the time, huh? The Civil War, in which we recovered and stayed one nation under God. Now, I know the secessionists don't like that, but there's a greater purpose under heaven that many don't really realize, folks. But the second one was the Civil War, and we came out victorious in the sense that we stayed together as a nation. We lost a lot about states' rights. We lost a lot of sovereignty, and we lost a lot, there's no doubt. But we still stayed together as a nation. What a blessing that is, right? Anyway, then the third conflict is kind of like the Gog and Magog. Is that what they call it? World War III, as some would call it. What do they call that war? Do you remember what it's called, Liz? It's the big battle. The end day battle. I'm trying to think of what it's called. Anyway, I'll get to it. What's the great war in the future supposed to be called? It's in Revelations. It's called the War of Armageddon, ladies and gentlemen, to you Bible scholars. It's Armageddon. And it's the big world war that's supposed to happen, and many, many, many millions are supposed to die. And it's going to be everybody gathered against Israel, interestingly enough, huh? Anyway, to make a long story short, when we in America are invaded by evil forces and we are about to give up the ghost or lose the battle, God's angels come down and help the children of God in the nation who looks to God become victorious. That is the vision, the dream of George Washington. Now, some say it's fiction. You have to decide for yourself if it's fiction or if it's reality. We will never know. We can't talk to George. Right? We will never know because it's not something that we can easily discover. Anyway, I bring that up because it's serious. What is George Washington's dream? What is your dream for America, ladies and gentlemen? Do you believe America is like SNL, where it's just like, oh, man, we got a measuring system that's just bogus, and everybody's just clueless in a country that's just on its last gasp? Or do you believe America has a godly, bright future? I believe that America has a godly, bright future. And I believe we're going through tough times because of the immorality and the lack of religion amongst the people. The people are not demanding that their leaders obey sound principles codified in the Constitution, documented by Scripture, held inviolate by thousands of years of evidential history. Okay, I get all that, but I'm saying, I believe there's a bright future for America, even though they're going through some very dark days. a very tough, trying time. I believe there's a bright future. And I believe God has his hand on America. And I do believe that George Washington's vision is real. And I do believe his dream is sacred. And that's why I highlight this SNL thing. To just say, what a disgrace. Right? So I just wrote, shame, colon, Washington's dream, SNL. Because to me, it's a shame what they've done. I get that everybody wants to laugh, but we've turned into bread and blood and circus these days, folks, to the point of what a disgrace. I hope we can believe in something. See, if you go along with the SNL crowd, there's nothing you can believe in or have hope for. All you can do is just kind of idly laugh as you view virtual mutual destruction of everything and everyone. It's not the road I believe in. I reject that dishonest notion conjured up by satanic forces. And I submit to you that I reject that. I look at the war in heaven that's continued on earth today. That's biblical in its origins, I might clarify, for those of you who don't know. And I submit to you that we are on God's side. And if we're on God's side in this epic battle, we do believe in something. There is a bright hope and a future. There are opportunities in which we can be anxiously engaged in a good cause. There are solutions to the problems we face. There are ways that we can make a difference. There are ways we can truly stand for something. I believe we can make a valiant stand. And I believe that which we can do, we ought to do. I believe we have an obligation to not only promote God, but promote family and promote country to the rest of the world. We don't say to the rest of the world, we're better than you. We say to the rest of the world, we have a blueprint for stability and safety and freedom and liberty for all. It is not to look to government or bureaucrats or man-made saviors. It's to look to the only true savior. That is Jesus Christ. And as we look to God instead of government for solutions, he promises us that if we repent, keep his commandments, he will protect us and heal our land. What a tremendous promise from none other than the Father of us all, made perfect through his Son, Jesus Christ. What an opportunity that is. So no, I will not just laugh at the mockery of George Washington. I will do my best to educate truth to power. If you want to laugh at our metric system or laugh about, you know, some of the things that we do, that's fine. But don't replace the sacred dream of George Washington. Don't replace the man who is one of the greatest men in the history of the world in terms of mortal men with a buffoon on stage to mock and laugh and jeer. There's hope, folks, and I stand by it on your radio.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then, the more they use the lie, the more they reproduce the lie. The more spiritual power they get. Now look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. That power protects the cells of the beast from prosecution. Why isn't Hillary in prison? She is protected. We must restore our national relationship with God. Truth is sacred in the kingdom. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 9:6.
A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Time flies, ladies and gentlemen, when you're telling the tale of truth. That's for sure. I've got good news. Utah State Representative Phil Lyman announces run for governor. Now, that's a guy I can vote for, ladies and gentlemen. That's kind of cool. Good for Phil. We'll keep an eye on the ball. We'll try to get him on the radio with us and discuss. Chip Roy sends me an email and says this, where the House GOP needs to go from here. And he talks a lot about this and says, hey, we need to, you know, cut spending and all that kind of stuff. And I concur 100% with Chip Roy on that. By all means, get her done, Chip and crew. Get her done, Mike. They call him MAGA Mike now. Will he really be MAGA? Will he really change the game as much as we hope? I pray so. Now, I thought I would take Chip Roy's question, though, and answer it myself. Where the House GOP needs to go from here? And I'm going to tell you unequivocally where they need to go. Are you ready? Remember, it's about life, liberty, and property. Remember, it's about God, family, and country. So let's start there. What the GOP needs to do is, first off, disband the GOP. I kid you not. Now, I know that the Republicans won't tell you that, but I'm telling you that because it's the truth. The founding fathers warned us against partisan politics. They said parties would be the undoing of the country. Boy, are you seeing it now, aren't you? And people have more allegiance to the party than they do to God, family, or country. It's a disgrace. The Good Old Boy Network, the deep state's hard at work. But you got to first get rid of the party, Chip. Secondly, you got to turn everybody's hearts and minds and souls to God. And we've got to repent as a people. We've got to cleanse the inner vessel. After that, you need to double down on the God-ordained traditional family and say, you know what? We're not at liberty to pretend male and female created them. The traditional family matters. And if we're going to talk about God and family, we're going to look at the Ten Commandments and say, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Right now, you take that and you say that dovetails nicely with the pro-life message, doesn't it? So, Chip, we need to turn to God Almighty. We need to get rid of the Republican Party, all parties for that matter, and we need to turn to God and stand for pro-life. Now, as far as I see, the pro-death folks are quadrupling down this election cycle to promote abortion everywhere. We cannot think we won because of Roe versus Wade being overturned and think, oh, we've got to stand for the most innocent among us. We need to state by state codify pro-life to be the law of the land and to treat anybody who wants to abort a baby as what they are. They're pro-death. Thou shalt not kill needs to remain front and center. And if we want to really garner the blessings of the Almighty, let's think about keeping the Sabbath day holy as well, shall we? So, Chip, we need to restore morality and religion to the people. And we do that by doing so in the leadership. Get rid of the party. Promote God, family, and country. Protect life, liberty, and property. That's where you start. Now, the best way you can protect liberty and property is to audit and eventually end the Federal Reserve, Chip Roy. Because if every single transaction we engage in is a dishonest transaction because it's based on fiat money, fake money, it's pretty hard to have honesty when every single transaction is undergird by dishonesty, right, Chip? So I want to speak boldly, nobly, independently. You got to get rid of parties, and you got to then get rid of the Federal Reserve. Because we want to talk about spending less money. That's fine. But you got a car going 90 mile an hour north towards communism, socialism, virtual destruction based on dishonest money. We're spending ourselves into absolute oblivion. It's impossible to pay it back already, Chip. But what your plan would be is to slow us down to 75 and say, by golly, we've made some good progress, haven't we? Man, we've got this thing down to 50. We're doing good. We were going 90 mile an hour north towards communism and socialism and destruction. Now we're only going 50. It's great. No, you haven't stopped the car and you haven't turned the car around. The only way you'll stop the car or turn the car around is if you move to honest money. And there's a way not to crash the system. If you don't believe me, get a hold of Ron Paul's books and other true educators on economies, asset-based economies rather than debt-based economies, and you'll see. There's a way to open it up, the currency, and let good money drive out bad over time. There's ways to do this, but you've got to move back to honest money. The next thing you need to do is roll back government programs that are clearly unconstitutional, where the federal government has no authority. Because then you're really getting rid of spending. Take foreign aid, that's a great example, and take the education department, that's another great example. Take the IRS and the CIA and the FBI as other examples. Law enforcement, ladies and gentlemen, can be handled at the state and the local level. Think of the county sheriff. There's 3,000 county leaders across the country. And when they partner with their own states, you're in pretty good shape. Now, Washington, D.C. can have their own police department and their own security and stability within their 10-mile square area. That's fine. But we need to roll back government, and you need to get rid of all these agencies that want to make everything a federal crime. Go look at your Constitution, how many federal crimes are listed. They exist, but there's not very many. Government needs to stop doing what it's doing to abuse the people and start doing what it doesn't do that it ought to do. Take the border crisis, for instance. The government should be protecting the border, not passing out stimulus checks. The government should be making sure there's a level playing field across the states. They call it the welfare clause, and it doesn't mean welfare like handout of money. It means create stability in the country and consistency across all the several states so people can have confidence in the system. It doesn't mean write checks to everyone. Okay, we need to roll back, and we need to look at every single government program and say, is it constitutional? If it is, great, fund it. If it's not, then you got to say, how do we dismantle it? Some things can be shut down instantly, but not everything, because we made promises to people. Social Security is a great example, and that's being talked about. The third rail is being talked about right now in the halls of Congress. And most American people want to have Social Security kind of get revamped and saved or protected. No, that's the wrong answer, folks. There is no constitutional provision for Social Security, period. Now you say, well, Sam, what do? We can't just end it. You're right. We can't. I would not advocate for that. I don't want to crash the plane. I would basically say we need to create a graduated scale. So just start with the young and the old. Anybody above 60 or 55 or whatever number you choose, they're going to just finish as usual. No change. 50 and under or 50 to whatever age, you know, you're going to get this amount. 43, if you're 25 and under, you're going to get, or going forward, you're going to get these little blips of money, kind of a payout to get off the system. You can either take this much, you know, 20% of your whatever, and you don't have to pay Social Security for the rest of your working days if you're, say, 25, or you can take a payout and be gone from the system. There's ways to gradually back out of it, right? Same thing with education. I could go on and on and on and on and on. All right, I want to finish on a couple of other topics, though, but that's what you got to do, Chip Roy. If Chip Roy is going to say where the House GOP needs to go from here, what about an American giving them their perspective, not just government always talking to us? Government always wants to tell us what we need to do or what needs to be done. Why don't they sit down and listen to us for a change? Let's tell them what we need to do. Remember, they work for us, don't they? All right, RFKJR, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's been vindicated now. They say China's top spy agency warns of gene weapons that are now able to target specific ethnicities or race. Jim Hoft over at thegatewaypundit.com puts this article together and really highlights the Chinese are now admitting what Robert F. K. or RFK said is absolutely true. They said, RFK Jr., what a racist. How dare you make a claim like that? It's not true. You're a racist. And Robert said it is true. And now we find out that it absolutely is true. Robert F. K. Jr., RFK Jr., now being vindicated. The Chinese top spy agency warns of this capability right now. So that's the good news about RFK Jr. I got bad news about him as well. RFK Jr. now has to explain why he went on Jeffrey Epstein's private plane, Lolita, back in 1993. He makes it seem innocent enough. Do you believe him? Do you trust him? Personally, I don't. I don't know why he was there, but I know this. You're hanging out in the wrong circles, buddy. I'll tell you that right now. And that really makes me hesitate to have him be president. You pair that with the Kennedy name, well-known rich cat name, well-known government insider, deep state political family, and you go, maybe not. He's saying a lot of the right things, but how far does that go? All right, this main mass shooter, his name is Robert Card. I want to talk about him because they say he stopped taking his, quote, prescribed medication several months before the Army committed him to a mental hospital. Yeah, for 2 weeks, an affidavit shows. Wow. Card had been involuntarily committed to a mental institution in July because he was acting erratic and threatening people at the Army base where he was stationed. The Army also contacted the local sheriff's department and said, we got to worry about this. We think there might be a mass shooting. Well, they issued that he was all fine a week before the shooting. But folks, this is one of the great omissions. They admit that he was on medication. They admit he had ties to the government via the military. Now, we always tell you over and over and over, you've got a breakdown in the family. Turns out this guy had a girlfriend, hard breakup, drove him over the edge. It's always a girl. It's always family rejects him. It's always rejection from society mixed with psychotropic drugs, mixed with some kind of government tie. You see it over and over and over. And now this Robert Card example, once again, touches all those touch points or contact all those touch points. What a deal. Mental problems. Problems with a woman or a girl, problems with family, problems with, you know, dealing with society, heads up all over the place that this was disaster in the making, completely ignored by government, always on medication, and the medication stopped, and then you go psychotic or whatever. It's a disgrace. Meanwhile, D.C. mayor, that's the Washington District of Criminals mayor, her name is Muriel Bowser, right? She announced that she has now started a, quote, pilot program that will give some drivers a tracking device to attach to their cars. So, hey, they'll be able to go ahead and find their car. They say if it gets stolen. And I'm going to just change that to say when it gets stolen. They say the tags, which will be given to residents in six of the city's most vehicle theft-prone areas, auto thefts in D.C. have increased 101% since last year. Violent crime in the city has increased. It's disaster. And now prostitution in New York City? Running rampant. Mayor Adams, for once, is right. Eric Adams blames the border crisis for the increase. Again, the Gateway Pundit doing a phenomenal job highlighting that reality. Folks, we have got to restore the principles that made America great. We need a religious and a moral people. It's the only way to bring back the country. Turn to God Almighty, would you please? I declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.